Welcome to the For Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 21st of August, recording at 9:55 p.m., and that's British Summer Time. Now, first let's have a quick look at the highlights here today. Asian stock markets were mixed, maybe a few more gains than losses. Not a great deal of activity overall. Now, in Europe, we had some quite reasonable gains, and they started modestly and then were extended. Top of the tree was the Italian market, up 2.4%. IBEX was also up 1%. DAX and CAC up over 0.75%. UK up over 0.5%. Now the Americas were a little weaker, and there's good reason for that, but they closed out. Some early gains were reversed, and we have not much of a decline in the S&P, but it's pulled back to 1413. That's 1413 and change. That was down 5 points and 0.35%. Canada bucked the trend with a gain of the same size. Mexico and Brazil, small declines of 0.6%. Now, in the bond markets, bond prices, the U.S. 30-year Treasury bond futures were weak early on in the day, down nearly a full point at 145.03, but they then reversed that to close up slightly on the day. And the background here, the dollar was weak. We've got the dollar index down to 81.89. That's down over, well, it's down 566. And sterling against that background pushed up to 124. Beg your pardon, I said sterling, didn't I? Sterling up to 157.85. The euro up to 124.72. We definitely had some short covering there. The Aussie up to 104.84. So again, generally a somewhat softer dollar, and it was down a wee bit against the yen at 79.28. Now, precious metals were mixed in the morning, and platinum was down $10-$11. But they then picked up midday, as is often the case. Owens pointed out that that's often coincides with the completion of the London price fixings at the bullion markets. And what we saw a turnaround, and we're still getting some trading after hours, but platinum broke above the $1,500 level and is not far. It's $2-$3 off the $3 off the off the high of the $2 off the high of the day, up nearly 11. And we've got silver up to 29.35, and it's been 20 points higher, but that's still up 67 cents. Palladium had the best gain overall, and it's up 1660 as I speak at 1624 and change. That's a couple of dollars off the high. And gold bullion up $17, 1637, nearly 1638. And that's 1638, let's see, it has been a little higher. I think it was up over 1640 at one stage, so quite strong again in precious metals. Now, crude oil also rallied 114.60 for the Brent, and we've got the WTI up to $97. The industrial metals were all firmer here today, and we had a big surge once again in the grain and bean complex, led by soybeans, but wheat and corn were also up significantly as well on the day. And okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, just mentioning those surges in some of the commodity prices, which also took CCI, that's that continuous commodity index, up to a new recovery high. So it's broken up out of a trading range that it's been in for the last 3 or 4 weeks following the initial good bounce off that low at 500. You may well remember that chart. You can find it in the library if you want to see it. But I mentioned this yesterday, and possibly in some of last week's audios, but there's a collision course that's been developing here, and that's between the strength of stock markets, which has been very good, and I think it got a second wind this month as we had some people returning from holidays. And there's that rally, which has carried a number of indices, not least those of Wall Street, right up to their highs of the year, carried some other stock markets to similar levels, and then a group of them have also broken above to new highs for the year. So there's that strength, though, but it's coming up against sharp rallies here in some key commodities, especially the crude oil price. Now, whenever you get a surge in crude oil, that can cause problems. And really, it's only about $14. Brent is now only about $14 off the highs that we saw earlier in the year, which certainly caused problems. So the commodity inflation pressures are building up. And I think some of these central bankers around the world are going to feel a little bit hard done by, particularly in the growth economies, because they did raise interest rates last year and earlier this year to combat these inflationary pressures. And they've taken off less due to demand drivers, but really the crude oil, I think, owes a lot to some speculative or hedge longs on the part of people who fear that, or they bought into all these stories and rumors that there may well be an Israeli attack on Iran's nuclear facilities. Well, I've been a doubter on that, but more importantly than that, the rumors remain strong, and that's kept those prices high. So there's that factor. That's the most serious of all. But then, well, co-most serious, I would say, is this surge in soybeans and corn. And you can remember there were a lot of eyebrows raised when soybeans got up above the 1600 level. Well, they're at 1732 and a half tonight. And there were some eyebrows raised when corn approached the $8 level. Well, it's at 8:39 here tonight, and wheat is at $9.22. So there's been a lot of upward pressure there, and that, as I've said on many occasions in recent weeks, that is unquestionably going to cause some commodity price inflation. And then the precious metals. Well, I think they were already depressed. They were ranging in what I had felt all along was a support-building process. But they basically weren't really going anywhere, and platinum and palladium were actually testing their range lows. Gold had led silver in showing gradually rising lows within their ranges. But lo and behold, the Lonmin problems in South Africa caused a spike in platinum last week, as you know, and that's followed through in here this week. And then one by one, these metals have begun to push higher. And I think it's not all that difficult to understand, because again, remember that we have people, as this month progresses, more people are returning from their holidays. And a lot of them miss the rally in stock markets, or are certainly reluctant to chase it, chase those markets higher at this time. And bond markets, well, they've had a significant shakeout, and everybody knows that these are still historically low yields and historically high bond futures prices. So what's left if you want to get back in the markets? The dollar is no longer performing as a one-way street sort of safe haven currency. So that leaves these precious metals, which had seen the big shakeout, were ranging and potential support building, and we've seen some breakouts occurring in here now last week, and with follow through this week. Now, what lies ahead here is, of course, what will interest you the most, interest all of us the most. There's no doubt that stock markets are overextended. I think that always opens the door to reactions. Now, it's just a question of how big a reaction are we going to get, because they pushed ahead quite strongly. And one of the points that I've emphasized is that I wouldn't worry about it too much as long as we have those progressions of higher reaction lows. And those are still intact. Now, inevitably, they're going to be interrupted, whether from higher levels. In other words, we establish more higher reaction lows in a few weeks' time, or we may see that trouble surfacing a little bit sooner. My feeling is that the surge in commodity prices has certainly brought a bigger reaction somewhat closer in time. Say I've described that as a collision course, and not for the first time over the years. So don't be surprised if we see a little bit more turbulence overall. But turbulence we can deal with. Hey, we've had very little of it recently, at least judging by the VIX options volatility index. That's down at an extremely low level still. So mostly we've had this persistent sort of slow motion melt up in stock markets, a surge in some key, really important commodities, and now the precious metals have sprung to life, and people will interpret strength in gold and silver as a harbinger of inflation. So it's a rich brew, isn't it? We can expect some two-way activity in the not too distant future. But as far as precious metals are concerned, which I know a good many of you are interested in, well, you're interested in all these markets, aren't you? How could one not be? And the action that we've seen in precious metals over the last couple of weeks does support the support building hypothesis, the recovery hypothesis. It remains to be seen how they will be affected by risk-off sentiments. But again, we've taken an important step towards a significant recovery in precious metals. And we'd have to see drops well back into the previous trading ranges to delay, let alone reverse that outlook. And The action is very encouraging for precious metal bulls at the moment, needless to say. And on that note, all the best. Roll on Wednesday.